Roll out the welcome wagon. New census figures show Washington State continues to rank as a top destination for people who move across country or from abroad. And as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, many newcomers are from Asia or Mexico and in their 20s.
Washington State's magnetic pull seems to be getting stronger. During the past decade, the state ranked as the 9th most popular state to move to. Now it's jumped to the number 6 spot, according to recent census estimates. About one out of every third transplant here is in their 20s. These folks are easy to find on the University of Washington campus in Seattle, and they give various reasons about why they set their sights here.
You know, it's a liberal state, so I really like that.
Having a tech hub was important to me.
Because I heard Seattle is really artistic place.
Because I want to study in UW. That's why I came here. Yeah.
That was Anna Rita Wong from Vancouver, B.C., Atta Bahati from Pakistan, Wesley Choi from Korea, and Mia Ma from China. Internationally, Washington tends to pull mostly from Asia and Mexico. On the U.S. front, most newcomers in 2012 came from Texas, California, and Oregon. There could be some overlap in those categories, since workers from Mexico often follow a migration pattern up the West Coast. King County's demographer, Chandler Felt, suggests other reasons for the area's growing appeal. He points to recent economic growth and unemployment rates below the national average. He also notes the Seattle area's recent population growth is about half from immigration and half from new births. So you may wonder, do these transplants to Washington tend to stay? Our snap poll at the UW certainly leans one direction.
No, I think I'm going to stay here for at least a few more years.
I plan here for a long time, yeah.
It's a place where I can afford a home, believe it or not. So I think this is a place for me to stay.
But if folks do decide to leave Washington, the census shows the sunnier states of California and Arizona as popular next stops. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.